everybody needs to know how money works. And there's not one person I've run into yet that says, oh no, I know exactly how money works. I'm good. Thanks. Nobody said that yet.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Today, I'm going to talk with you all about the millennial advantage. Why is it an advantage to be a millennial, and why is it an advantage to be in this industry where there are so many millennials that you potentially can reach? And we actually call the movement of reaching more millennials, to help them join our industry and therefore reach more of their millennial peers, as well as reach out to millennials who really need financial guidance and need that knowledge of how money works. We call it How Money Works for Millennials. Very straightforward. And we have a lot of awesome tools that we've developed that have been really working well and more importantly, really touching the lives of a lot of millennials. So. First, let's cover who are millennials, just in case, you hear about the term all the time, everyone's talking about millennials, but really, who are they? Well, they're people that are about age 18 to 35. I'm a millennial myself. We're typically raised by baby boomers. We are now currently one in every four Americans. Think about that. That's a huge part of our world today, and we unfortunately, most of the time, don't know how money works. Over half of us are single, 59%. Most millennials that I talk to are like, whew, okay, good, I'm in the majority. Because, we're at this point, maybe we can call it the 20s versus the 30s. There's different ranges of where you are and what life happenings are happening to you, depending on if you're more in your 20s or your 30s. But, for a lot of people, they're single, and what that directly translates to is, I don't have to worry about anything when it comes to money yet because I'm not married, I don't have anybody dependent on me right now, and so they just basically move it out of their minds, and we're trying to change that, because what we've been talking about here today is how time is one of the greatest assets that millennials can have on their side, and so we want to teach them how to use that greatest asset for their advantage. We are known to be the always-on generation. We consume over 18 hours of media a day. That's everything from watching TV to being on social media to seeing ads before we watch a video on YouTube. I mean, everything. That's a lot of information. So a lot of people call it information overload because we almost don't know what to believe or who to turn to, which directly correlates to why being a financial professional in this industry, especially as a millennial, is really an advantage, because there is so much information out there, millennials almost don't know what to believe anymore. A lot of millennials will tell me, I Google things all the time, but then I either don't know what some of the words mean, or I don't know if they apply to me personally. And so we're here to help teach concepts and train people on really how does money work, and how can I make it work well for me. And so it puts you in a really good position. We also love user-generated content, which is really another advantage to being in this industry at this current time period. Whether you are a millennial, you have the direct power to reach people. You have social media. You have all the technology at your fingertips. And if you're not a millennial, you probably know a ton of millennials that really could use your help and your wisdom. And so really, we have at WealthWave so many videos, and we have websites, and we have all the stuff that let's call it impresses millennials, that really positions you well to reach them and say, hey, I'm here to teach you these financial literacy concepts, and it's really a needed thing right now. We also care about the ethics and the values of a company. Think Toms or anything like that. With the company Toms, if you buy a pair of shoes, they also donate a pair of shoes to someone in need, right? Well, it's something very unique to our generation that we care about if a company cares. And here at WealthWave, you should know that you will be joining a team that cares more about you understanding how money works above everything else. Because if you understand how money works, you therefore are a better decision maker. And if you're a better decision maker, you then can make decisions that will help your family be more prepared and really have a full financial picture for yourself, which is something that most millennials are currently missing. So we truly are the next generation of leaders. More than one in three American workers today are millennials, and this year they surpassed Generation X to become the largest share of the American workforce. All this is telling you is there is a need out there right now, so we're excited to approach millennials. So This is why we see the world differently. There's these four main ways that really you should consider when you're considering WealthWave. Career happiness. 64% of millennials would rather be in a job that they love versus a job that they hate. So what that means is, let's say a millennial had the choice between being paid $30,000 for a job that they love versus $100,000 for a job that they hate. Most millennials would, believe it or not, choose the job that they love, even over money. So really what's awesome about that, and what I've experienced for my own team, is people that are millennials, they're joining WealthWave because they really feel like this is something that matters. Spreading financial literacy is something that matters. It changes people's lives. It's not necessarily about building their own wealth first and foremost. It's a lot of times about doing something where you can wake up every day and feel really good about what you're doing. And this is a company where you have that feeling every single day where you wake up. We also love collaboration. 88% of us prefer collaborative work over competitive work. And so what does that mean? Well, we're perfectly positioned already to enjoy teams and team building and being a part of a team. So it's great. 54% want to or have already started their own business. They have an entrepreneurial mindset, which is also very unique to this generation. So when you're out there and you're trying to teach millennials, know that you also can have them join your team, because they probably have considered at some point in their life, you know, I kind of would want to work for myself. Or, you know, I would like to have another way where I could increase my income and make some extra income on the side. And so that's a huge advantage. They've already thought about it. It's already crossed their mind. And if they haven't considered it for themselves personally, I guarantee you, they know one of their peers who has done that, and they just haven't figured out how to do it for themselves yet. So it's really a great advantage. We also care about having a positive impact. 84% of us believe that making a positive difference in this world is the most important thing. And so again, with WealthWave, you are teaching people financial literacy. It's something that actually is applicable to everybody. You know, I often will tell my team, what's so awesome is we're not selling makeup or something, where first of all, you probably have to be female, probably, and then you also have to not be super committed to the makeup you already wear, and you have to be, you know, willing to change and all that. You know, there's none of that. Everybody needs to know how money works, and there's not one person I've run into yet that says, oh no, I know exactly how money works, I'm good, thanks. Nobody said that yet. So it's really a perfect time to be a part of this business. So this is what's going on in millennials' minds. This is the millennial financial situation. First of all, global wealth. 1/10 of global wealth is currently held by millennials. And that's $16.9 trillion with a T. That's crazy. For millennials, a whole generation that doesn't know how money works, to be holding that much wealth, I think our parents would say that's scary. Now, growing wealth, it's expected that that number will grow to $35.3 trillion by 2020. What does that mean? Now more than ever, we need to know how financial literacy, we need to know how money works. We need financial literacy. Student debt, $1.2 trillion worth of student debt is held by millennials, and this causes financial stress in 86% of millennials. So every single millennial I talk to, we discuss student debt, pretty much. I mean, there's hardly ever does that not come up. And so for a lot of millennials, they'll say, well, I just really haven't started investing yet because I really need to take care of my student debt first. I need to make sure I pay all of that off, and then I can start investing for myself. And typically, if you do the math and let the numbers guide you, that is not typically the best solution. Why? Because it's what you heard earlier about the penny example versus the $1 million, right? You're losing time. You're losing time to compound your dollars. So we teach people these concepts so that they can therefore make better sound decisions for themselves. Most millennials report lack of investment knowledge, and they're worried about Social Security. 50% believe it won't exist by the time they reach retirement age. So a tool that we see our grandparents currently using to help them pay for their mortgage every month, we may or may not have in the future. And we're also worried about future costs, retirement, and healthcare. We're living longer than any other generation before us. This is the first time in the history of the world that five generations have been alive at one time. And that's due to a combination of technology and medicine. So it's great that we're living longer, but with living longer comes the need for more money, which is essentially why we're called the Wealth Wave. And so we really care about teaching people these concepts, because people are going to need the knowledge of how to save, invest, donate, etc., their money in order to make sure that the longer time period that they're living, that they actually don't outlive their money. Because unfortunately what happens is most of the time when people outlive their money, they also lose their dignity. And we do not want that to happen. Okay, so when you ask millennials, why have you not purchased life insurance yet, for example? Most of the time they'll say things like, well, nobody's approached me yet. I just haven't gotten around to it. Some people say, I'm not sure how much I need or what type to buy. And then some will also say it's too expensive, but typically they're overestimating the cost by 2 to 3 times the amount. So if they were to know that, for really, especially with their age being so young, they could afford things like life insurance and have those financial structures in place to help them, they would be making better decisions. So most millennials, when they think of a typical financial professional, they think about this guy. Now, to be honest, I just Googled old guy behind a desk, and he came up. That's Herbert Hoover, one of our presidents. Poor guy. But most millennials, they think of a financial professional looking like him. And what we love to share is, hey, a financial professional can look like someone just like me. It doesn't necessarily have to be someone that looks like him. And that's a real advantage. So if you are a millennial, don't be afraid to be a part of this business because you're needed now more than ever. And if you're not a millennial, you need to be a part of this business because you need to recruit millennials to be on your team to reach more millennials. I mean, it's just nonstop and it's awesome. It's truly an advantage. How do you reach us? You reach us through technology is the summary. I'm going to hurry up because I'm short on time. But basically the internet, you have your personal websites that are already ready to go for you. So when you join WealthWave and this team, you are basically rocket launched, ready to go. I mean, we have websites, we have videos, we have social media for you. We have everything ready to go. So normally, think about it, when you start a business, you have to say, okay, here's how much money I have. I can start to spend a little bit of money on this. I need some guy to develop a website for me. I need some other person to help me with this. And then you go out and start talking to people and you're like, well, I'm gonna have a website, but it's just not ready yet. And I'm gonna have these really cool business cards, but that's 2 months from now, I'll have those. And you know, you have all these delays. That's not what happens here at WealthWave. You join the team WealthWave and boom, you're ready to go. I mean, it's awesome. You don't even have to think twice. And that's really awesome. So it's easy to keep in touch with people. This is what I was saying, your personal website, it's ready to go. Easy, valuable content already up there for you. Our mission for our movement, How Money Works for Millennials, is truly to spread financial literacy to other millennials. We want to give them the knowledge of how to make money, manage it, save it, invest it, and donate it. Basically, everything you would ever want to do with money over your lifetime. I want to show you a quick image of one of our things that we do. We had an event called How Money Works for Millennials, and we invited all these people. This picture was taken before people arrived. But we had over 120 people live in the room, and then we live streamed it on Facebook and live stream wealthwavetv.com. We live streamed it to over 15,000 more people. So it was really a successful event. We had fun things like a millennial martini, and I've been asked a lot, you know, are we going to do more events like this? And I know that we are because this really helped people. It reached people. I had so many people reach out to me after this event and say, first of all, I had no idea you were doing something like this. Second of all, I didn't know young people like us could do something like this. And third of all, can you help me? I really have no idea what I'm doing. And so it really was a great success, and we're excited to continue to do more things like this. I want to leave you with one final thought. We as millennials are a new generation of investors diversifying the world of finance.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.